Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Hey, shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Report live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 79. My type of weather. But right now it's 71. Light rain with some thunder. So be careful on those roads out there.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday / my mama coming into town today?
Yeah, man. Can't wait to meet your mother finally in person for the first time, man. Yes. It's going to be a beautiful experience. But I'm ready to get somebody hooked up with entering to that free fall cash contest for that $1,000, D.
Yeah, we got to talk about is freedom of speech and media being stripped after Jimmy Kimmel's show gets pulled by ABC following his MAGA comments that related to Charlie Kirk?
Oh, boy. And we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes on this Throwback Thursday. Oh, let's take it back to 2016, 17. Yeah. Let's get it in, y'all. This how you start your Thursday. Hustle and shine.
Yo, boy, 95 Air Max on. Talk to him. Came from up the road, boy, you know we test home. What else? You want a whole thing, hit me on the platform. Yeah. Hood, hot Cheeto, what I snack on. Fresh. Hood, it ain't nothing to get you wet, home. Trap. Serving back to back, John. Rap, wanna be a trap clone. Standing in the kitchen with my wife, beat her on.
Telling dope about the pot, straight drop, it's all there.
What's all there? Just ran through the bag, it's all there. All there.
If you wanna buy half, it's all there.
28, 36, 1,000, all there.
Telling dope about the pot, straight drop, it's all there.
What's all there? Just ran through the check, it's all there.
All there. All
yeah, like 100 in my pocket, paid faces all.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Zero in on a purpose, and suddenly your energy level skyrockets. Determine a way to be useful, and you found a way to experience satisfaction. Pleasure and convenience are fine, but they don't sustain your spirit. Skill and competence are great, but when they're not applied, you become apathetic. The path away from apathy, boredom, frustration, and lethargy begins with purpose. Focus on a specific objective with a compelling reason, and you become the best version of yourself. The best times are not the easiest times. The best times are the most purposeful times. Aim yourself well, and you will live well. Be clear on the reason, and you can do amazing work. What particular challenge can you traverse that will bring great value to your corner of the world? Lock your arms around that purpose and go with it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 79, currently 71 in Independence. Travis Kelce recently opened up about the wedding planning with Taylor Swift, and I think everybody in Kansas City, especially the DJs, might want to hear this.
I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but Aisha Curry is putting in maximum.
My bad. That might be on me.
That's the next step. That one's going to be easy. I just got to figure out when a football game first.
Yeah, you got to do one of that.
The wedding planning will be easy compared to trying to figure out how to catch a
football.
Are you got to do DJ or band? Are you thinking about all this stuff?
Yeah, I think we're live music kind of people.
I'm just throwing that out there, you know. If you got a band on standby as a DJ, that might help you.
Well, I mean, I do.
Stock.
You don't know about R&B shining?
I'm saying.
Excuse me? Like, what's up?
Shut up, Brian.
Gotta put your bid in, man.
Travis, Taylor, you know, we get funky. Me and my man Jordan on the drums, we get funky, but we can, you know, do a little, you know, Watsu with Taylor Swift or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what they be doing over there, but, you know. We got plans for him.
I like that. All right, Stephen Curry is not with none of this stuff. People online have been talking about Ayesha Curry for a while. And now rapper Killer Mike actually hopped in and co-signed this audio.
I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but Ayesha Curry is putting in maximum effort to let the world know that she is struggling with trying not to cheat on her husband, because she gets on every interview telling everybody about just how frustrated she is with his success, how frustrated she is that women desire him, how desperately she wants to get attention from other men, how locked down she feels with the kids.
Now, Stephen Curry hopped in the comments underneath the video because Killer Mike was in the comments saying, laughing
being
about it.
Being a chatty patty.
Yeah, saying, man, Steph doesn't deserve the embarrassment for real, for real. God bless him. Then Steph said, nah, not you, Mike. I'm cool staying silent and letting these other clowns have their moment, but you're better than that.
Man.
Stay in your lane and let God keep blessing me like he is. We are good over here.
D, who's the messiest person you know?
I told you, people say it's a man.
Why are you talking about somebody else's wife in this
with
manner?
With so much confidence.
I ain't even talking about Killer Mike. Like, that's just lame for commenting under that anyway. But yeah, the dude, whoever made the post. Like, people have time to sit there and analyze other people's stuff like that. You can already tell they ain't got nothing else going on, dog. So it's
no
like
wife. No nothing.
It's like Steph said, dog. Like, let these clowns say what they want to say and entertain themselves at the circus. Don't buy them tickets, dog.
Ooh, I like that. That's a drop the mic moment.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, the St. James Church KC presents the Loads of Love Laundry Products Drive. We're collecting laundry products for local school laundry programs and students in need. Now pull up to the Walmart in Raytown, y'all. This Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. and donate detergent, softener, bleach, or laundry bags. Together, we can make sure every student can stay fresh and stay confident, one load at a time. Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree announced yesterday his office will seek the death penalty against Dennis Mitchell III in the murder of Kansas City, Kansas Police Officer Hunter Samansic. Mitchell, 31, is charged with capital murder and Samansic's death. He allegedly intentionally struck and killed Samansic with his vehicle. Now, the capital murder charge against Mitchell was the second such charge filed this summer in Wyandotte County, as Dupree's office charged Sean Harris with capital murder in the line of duty death of Deputy Elijah Ming. Dupree previously said he intends to seek the death penalty as a sentencing option in the case if Harris is found guilty. And, I just think that Wyandotte County is just trying to send a message to everybody, like, look, we can't have this type of behavior against our officers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll see what happens with that. The death penalty is always a tricky subject matter, you know, so have your opinions, but be wise with it, y'all.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams celebrating 75 years in Kansas City and give you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Shout out to our cousins over in Hickman Mills getting up hustling and shining.
651 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 70 down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Big shout out to all the cousins that are hitting our hustle and shine text line. We appreciate you so much. Big shout out to Rich Harris. He was the first person to text us at like 5:57. So it's always love with you, Rich. Big love to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, Angela Renee, Ashley Sutherland. Also, big shout out to one of our cousins that is celebrating a birthday, Vera Henry. Happy birthday. Sending over big love for you. Hoping that you and the family, I know you all are going through a tough time right now as well. So we want to just send some extra strength your way.
Amen, D, and amen. Send me some extra strength, too. I see you got some extra strength in them inches over there. Okay, okay. Lashes, okay. You know, you got your Bermuda over there. Is that the hair you got?
I don't know what this hair is, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we switched out the locks for the weave.
Okay, okay.
Now that the weather is better, yeah. I don't want all that hair on my neck. That's women, though. We don't. Uh-huh. You don't want all of that.
Uh-huh. Okay, learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we learned yesterday that ABC pulled the Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely over its host's controversial comments linking the alleged killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to Trump's MAGA movement. Trump praised the move, of course, which came hours after Federal Communications Commissioner Chair Brandon Carr suggested that ABC's broadcast license was at risk because of Kimmel's remarks. ABC, of course, is a subsidiary of Disney. Now, just before ABC's announcement, D, Nexstar Media Group said that its stations that are affiliated with ABC would preempt Kimmel's show for the foreseeable future, beginning with last night's show because of the statements. Hmm. And then this interesting nugget dropped on CNN.
Nexstar already owns lots of TV stations. It wants to merge with Tegna, which owns lots of other stations. In order to do that, it needs Brendan Carr, the FCC chair's permission, and it actually needs the FCC to change the regulations entirely about how many stations an individual company can own. So Nexstar has all of this pending business before the government. Tegna also does, and there's another big station owner called Sinclair that also has business pending before the government. So what do we know tonight? We know that both Nexstar and Sinclair called up ABC this afternoon, complained about Kimmel, and said they were yanking the show off their stations. ABC subsequently yanked the show nationwide. So we know that two major TV station owners, both of which need to curry favor with the Trump administration, were the ones that most loudly and vocally condemned Kimmel and said they were going to not air the show tonight and in the coming nights. This, it's an Occam's razor situation. It's exactly what it looks like.
A lot of people have a lot of mixed feelings about this whole ordeal and the free speech. And people are at least speculating online, is free speech being stripped away if it doesn't root for one specific person?
It's disappearing. And with, you know, we just seeing this administration doing whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, we going to do what we want to do up next on Hustle Head Shine in the Morning. We going to get you qualified, cousin, for a chance to win $1,000. So, yeah, we going to do
that.
There's
some things I want to do right now.
Knowing you, that could literally be so many things. I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 on your time. It's a high of 81, currently 69, and KC Mo. Steve Harvey opened up about his stepdaughter, Lori Harvey, dating, and even recalled the moment he had with Michael B. Jordan in 2023 after they split up.
See, I gotta be real careful because Lori, boy, she be in my.
The rule in our house is any boy that's an ex, he's now my ex too.
Hey, man, he got a whole bunch of exes then.
How many he got?
Did you hear the rule? How many she got?
I don't think it's that many. That's why I'm asking. Who all? I remember Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my gosh.
Was Future? I don't know if Future was actually confirmed. And that's all I know. Who else?
I mind my business. I don't know. I just see what I see on the net.
But that's valid,
and
though.
And what you report.
You can't be friends. You can't.
With your
kids' ex. I mean, sometimes people do that if things
and
end
they're, and
a
they're
certain
fake,
way.
And they're fake.
Yeah.
Whenever you got somebody. Okay, so if you've been a partner with somebody, like that's your down homie. Like, mm-hmm. You tell them everything. They know everything. They'll be down with you. And they still friends with the what?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It depends on how buddy-buddy. Because I feel like I'm cool with a lot of people. And my friends, my sisters we're friendly people. So I can understand they're going to still speak to people. Because I'm probably still going to speak. But
we can be cordial in public.
Cordial, that's what it is. Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, what's up? Move on. Not no hugging and taking pictures and tagging each other on.
Like, where you been, boy?
You're going to have a wang dang doodle, y'all.
Like, nah.
Ain't none of that.
Nah, ain't none of that. We done.
Speaking about parenting, Holly Robinson Peete talks about her attempting to send a sexy pic to her husband, but accidentally sending it to her son.
I was sending a sexy little something to my husband. I was just turning around and, you know, just showing him a little booty. And unfortunately, they have the same name.
Right.
It's too close in my context. And that's when I saw that I sent it to RJ. And he goes, Mom, why did you send me a picture of your butt? And I was like, oh, you know what? I meant to send that to Dad because I thought I had like a little something was on it. Anything I could. And he was like, he bought it. He was like, okay. Thank God it was the one with autism.
Really?
Only parents that are dealing with that can joke about that.
Yeah, I can't. What? I can't laugh at that.
Yeah, she can. But
look, man.
How would you feel if your mom accidentally sent you a picture?
Wouldn't. That thank God that ain't gonna never happen.
No, I'm just saying. How would you feel as a boy? Because I feel like
I hate it.
I feel like from a man's perspective, you would feel even more ugh.
Yes, because
it's your mom.
Don't nobody want to see your mama like that, fam. This is my question. Did she have drawers on? Like,
it's getting a little thick over there.
Probably not. Or maybe she had like a little something on.
That's devastating.
You're looking pretty thick.
That's why she said at least it was her autistic son because he wasn't able to grasp.
Okay, so
concept of now, what was going on. That's what she said.
Now you talking through it. Pause. It was probably something that nobody was supposed to see. Now that she said that comment.
Yeah, I would be disgusted.
That's nasty.
Look at that. Ooh, wee.
What?
You see that booty?
I would be disgusted, for sure.
Yeah, no boy wants to see their mother in that light at all. They're better when they're thick.
Yeah,
I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
I
don't
see that from my mom, my dad. I'm cool from both ends. Y'all just be easy.
Thank God my mom. This is why I thank God my mama is a boomer. So I don't have to deal with none of this nonsense.
What that mean? That means she can accidentally send a text quicker than
anybody.
Okay,
see, now, all right, this is when I hop off the mic.
Bum, ba-da-dum, ba-dum, pow, pow, pow.
Oh, you really want to get cut out. Okay.
Check your phone. All right.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Big shout out to the Greater Kansas City Mode chapter of the Lynx Incorporated as they present the 8th annual HBCU Run Walk Scholarship Fundraiser. It'll be going down on Saturday, September 27th. Registration begins at 8:30 in the morning. Run Walk is at 9 a.m. sharp, Harris Park, Midtown. Big shout out to them. You can go to the KPRS website too to find all details and to get that direct link so that you can sign up. I know they'll have some vendors and food trucks on site, and all fees and donations will support local students attending historically Black colleges and universities, which I think is so dope, especially at a time like this.
Yeah, I love this, man. This is something important to try to support. I remember that going to high school and thinking about what college I was going to, and I just thought that HBCUs were out of my realm because I'm in Missouri. Although we do have Lincoln in Jefferson City, I just didn't think that
it was obtainable.
I didn't think that, but it is.
It is.
And to anybody listening right now who has a niece, nephew, son, daughter, grandson, or whatever, please, y'all, and if they have any aspirations at all, if they even talked about HBCUs around you, I would highly encourage y'all. Because my wife, Naomi, Grambling State University. My grandmother, she went to Grambling State University. So I understand the importance of having an HBCU is for your kids, especially if they're Black and if they know themselves, if they feel comfortable around, you know, having adults that are similar to them who can explain things to them that they haven't gone through yet that looks like them. Yeah. That's so important.
It's definitely important. Similar to you, I had a similar experience where I felt like the only option for me was Lincoln, even Harris Stowe in St. Louis and some of those places. But it is attainable. And I, of course, wish that I had the opportunity to go to a HBCU. So make those connections and make sure you support the Greater Kansas City chapter of the Lynx presenting the 8th annual HBCU Run Walk Scholarship Fundraiser.
And I'll say this. I know we would want to leave on that, but I just want to say, like, you know, going to Northwest Missouri State.
You know? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
The opposite of
HBCU. We had our own little village at UMKC with the Black Student Union, but I can understand. Yeah. I didn't visit your school a couple times, and I got right up out of that town.
Everybody got red hats on, you know what I'm saying?
Yikes. This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department firefighter who killed three people in a crash nearly 4 years ago has received approval from an arbitrator to return to driving fire trucks, shocking victims' families and friends, D.
Nearly died leaving work here, walking right through there. You just couldn't breathe, you know? And it's not okay. We don't think Dominic should walk away from this unscathed at all. He killed three people.
That's tough there,
I did see those headlines yesterday, and I was a little bit shocked as well.
Yeah, Dominic Biscari was driving a KCFD pumper truck when he ran a red light and crashed at an intersection, killing three people, including a pedestrian. And this brings the question, like, how is this happening? Why did this happen? How was this approved? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there should be some sort of recourse going on there should be whenever you go through something traumatic like that. Like, first off, I don't think 4 years is enough time that has passed for you to even try to recertify yourself as a driver or something like that. So I'm not sure what all the rules and regulations are, but I see that sensitivity towards family and
is
not being considered at all. So we'll stay up on this as it progresses.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Shout out to my pops, the OG in St. Louis. He tapped in. He texted me right now, told us he was listening to the Glow Joint and all the other songs we've been having in rotation. So I appreciate you, Dad, as always.
St. Louis.
All right.
There you go. We're doing the St. Louis road.
Yeah.
What's up, pumps?
Yeah. All right. Chores. It's been a conversation. You and I have had this talk off air a lot, but the question of the day is, what do you argue about the most in your house? A survey of 2,000 adults revealed 61% have argued over dishwasher usage with household members. The disputes mostly commonly involve partners, of course, but the top disagreements include the overfilling of the appliances, stacking methods, rent, and pre-rinsing requirements. Nearly half have restacked after disagreeing with someone else's loading technique because they feel more confident with their own. And I feel like that is valid because you do things the way you do them and you're comfortable with it. So when somebody comes in your space, and I know when you married folk, I know I'm not married, so I understand there's a lot of meeting in the middle. But for somebody that is not married, I don't want you coming up in here messing stuff up unless I give you that permission to do so.
Yeah, don't mess up my routine and what I do. But now, Naomi and I, we just have an attitude of just do it. If it needs to be done, just do it.
Do you use your dishwasher?
We don't have one. Okay. I've only lived in two apartments where it was a dishwasher. So I'm not even used to no dishwasher.
I don't know. My question is, like, is it a black household thing with the dishwasher? Because I was raised in an environment where my mama and my nanny was not using it like that. Like, they were like, that water bill.
Yeah.
But it's like now I grow up in an environment where people are like, use that dishwasher. Because, I mean, you got it.
You tell me, because I ain't.
The water bill gonna be the same.
I ain't had a dishwasher. I haven't lived in an apartment with a dishwasher.
Would you utilize
14
it?
Years,
if
maybe?
If you had one, would it help you? Or would you be like, this is worthwhile?
I don't know. I guess I like to do it myself. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know it's clean all the way. I don't know what that life is like, for real. I'm trying to come up with an answer, but I just don't know what that life is like. So I wouldn't be able to tell you. I think if I had one, I would still want to wash the dishes myself.
Yourself,
though.
just to fact check it. Because
washing dishes ain't a big deal to me now, especially since I got YouTube TV on my phone, or you can watch stuff on your phone now.
I hate it. My mom scarred me because I used to wash the dishes all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know, with housework. I just don't want nothing dirty in my house, for real. So I really don't have a big deal with doing that. My thing is just get it done. Somebody get it done. Mm-hmm. That's
All right, I get you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824, high of 80. Currently, it is 66 in Parkville. Juvenile was sitting down with Nick Cannon on his podcast and was asked who he would like to see remix one of his songs.
Yeah.
They remixing
it's
your
Shaboozy.
Stuff right now.
I want Shaboozy to remix back that.
Whoa!
Your country version of it.
That I've been saying I've been crazy.
You said okay. He wanted a country version. I get that because okay. Shaboozy did the Tipsy song.
Okay, I get what he's doing now.
Yeah, right. And that country money, I heard hit different.
That's all it is. It's all about getting back that thing up. Some other back crossover. Don't do that.
How do you do a little country? I don't know. Like, I would might be like a little country instrumental. I don't even know. How would you do a back that thing up country version?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some ideas like Juvie. It would just have to be a different type of.
Let's see how we gonna do this.
I don't even know. I feel like we need a country. Yeehaw.
Daisy Duke song about the thing. Okay. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. We
but it's purely a money play for Juvenile.
Oh,
so
for
I
sure.
understand what, because I'm sure Jaquan, he's seeing some residuals.
No, don't
seeing,
remind me.
He's seeing some good checks from, you know, the Shaboozy song or whatever. So, all right, it's a money play.
Could do better if we did a country instrumental. Like, we probably could do better on top of that. It would be, I know we hip hop or R&B and throwbacks, but I'm just saying, I don't know. To back that thing up, it would definitely be a different type of vibe. Shaboozy would probably kill that too.
Maybe you mix it with
what?
I don't know, some Beyonce.
You need a beat. You supposed to say you gonna have to make a country beat.
16 carriages or something.
16.
Back that thing up to this. Anyway, somebody got in trouble for stealing Beyonce's music, right?
They did. Atlanta police have arrested a man in connection with the theft of hard drives full of unreleased Beyonce music. Now, according to CNN, authorities confirmed Kelvin Evans allegedly broke into an SUV earlier this summer and snatched the hard drives, which were reportedly linked to Queen B's choreographer during that Cowboy Carter tour stop. So Evans is behind bars facing charges, but really all we want to know is, hey, Kelvin, what's on that drive? ain't got to tell nobody, just tell me.
It's the Beyonce Back That Thing Up remix to Texas Hold'em. That's what's on there.
Back That Thing Up. So Jay-Z, that could be fire. I don't know. Taylor Swift, and Beyonce collab.
Okay, ooh, now you done crossed the line now. Let's go to break.
They're friends.
Okay.
I don't understand why Taylor Swift gets so much hate.
Let's go to break.
What did she do to you?
She didn't do nothing. She cool. She all right.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those organized and a little overcritical Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to rapper, actor, and host of Pimp My Ride. Happy birthday to Exhibit. We need to bring that back. Happy birthday to former NBA player Serge Ibaka. Sending over a big happy birthday to R&B vocalist and a known member of New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe. Happy birthday to Ricky Bell. Sending over a major happy birthday to one of the Braxtons. Happy B-Day to Tawanda. A major happy birthday to actress and singer known for her role in 21 Jump Street and Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Holly Robinson Peake. Sending over some birthday love to reality star and businesswoman who many of us met on Ron's house, Angela Simmons. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to actress, comedian, singer-songwriter, screenwriter, and businesswoman who's appeared in A Different World, Menace to Society, Hawthorne, and so much more, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and with some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jennifer Duckworth, Shayna Wells, and Faith Ashay. Happy birthday, Bees Dean, Byron Rice, and Bobby Winston. Sending birthday love to Selena Gibson, T. Christian, and Joe Miller. Happy birthday, Shaq Pryor, Angela Guy, and Wanell Locke. Happy birthday, Derek Bolden, Stephanie Knight, and Grease Gutter. Plus, sending birthday love to Jasmine Morris, H.B. Ridley, and everybody else born on September 18th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. It's your boy Isaiah.
What's up, Isaiah?
What's the dealio?
None, man. We just trying to see what your check engine light looking like right now.
Oh, man, my check engine light is off, but I got this truck I'm working on that came on the other day.
Oh, yikes. God. Okay, okay. Fingers crossed you get that handled.
Right.
Yeah, I am.
We got two tickets to go see Cat Williams. Want to send you and a friend, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on my confidence. I'm playing on your measurements. Shut you down on sight. That's right. Yeah, dripping in finesse. It don't make no sense out here dripping in finesse.
You know,
out here dripping in finesse. It don't make no sense. Out here dripping in finesse.
You know it. Hey!
Yeah, Isaiah, okay. You get them two tickets to go see Cat Williams. Who you gonna take with you?
I'm gonna take my lady with you.
Date night.
Yeah.
All right, man. Go ahead and tell the town what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.